Hello and welcome back to Mawahi, a Dream S&P podcast. This is episode 56 and today we'll be discussing shipping in the Dream S&P fandom.
Hello everyone. right now it's just me and Snowy. I don't know if that's gonna stick. We had to record a little earlier. And Sai's not here. Yeah, but I mean, Sai might show up and be like, "Oh, okay, we are doing this," and I'll be like, "Yes, we are. Apologies. We had to start." So yes, hi. We don't know what we're going to talk about. I think we might like mention the VidCon stuff, but I don't think either of us.
Dude, Wilbur said Quacker wasn't true.
He said that they did not ever have a romantic relationship, and every quack were truth or cried, but also, what did you guys expect? Like, I know many people in this fandom are on the younger side, and so they're probably not used to going to conventions like this, but when you go to a convention, the number one thing you don't do is ask the people on the panel about ships, okay?
No, like, but that
people
was
have done
funny.
It before.
That was funny.
It was funny. That time it was funny, but like people have done it before, and it almost always ends in disappointment. So
it's one of
it's
those.
Just,
you don't want to know the answers.
Yeah, because like as long as you don't directly bring it up, you can't get queer baited, and you can't be like proven wrong. Because I know for a fact of other fandoms I've been in where certain ships were queer baited to hell and back, and people would ask about them at cons and they'd get these vague answers that just reinforced the queer baiting. So genuinely, if you go to a panel or convention, you can ask about those things, just be careful about it, because and like, especially if it's not a ship that's been like explicitly shown
on screen
on the show.
It was we got I am not a shipper, and I can understand why people would ship Quackity and Wilbur, but the thing is, from my point of view, they never really, aside from being hyper fuck you to each other, they were never, like, it never came off as romantic to me, necessarily. Mm. It might have come up as a little, that weird sort of, half-obsession thing, right?
Yeah.
When you're, like, half-obsessed with some one person, and you're not quite sure why they're half-obsessed with them. And it could potentially be because they're they're lusting, carnally lusting for them or whatever. But, more to the point, we don't really see them interacting that much, and of the times we do see them interacting, they're mostly just giving each other the middle finger and being very passive-aggressive about it.
I can kind of see it, because there is, like, a popular type of ship that's, like, the mutual, like, fuck you type ship.
Yeah.
Of these people are, like, it's kind of like the enemies to lovers trope, but more specifically,
assholes
just
to lovers.
Just sticking with the we fucking hate each other aspect, but you know what they say, it was, like, love and hate are, like, a thin line in between each other.
Yeah.
Well, that's a popular trope, so I can kind of get it, but I don't know why everyone wanted and needed to ship Quackity with Wilbur when you literally have fucking Quackity and the fiancés right there. Like, that man is already in a canonical, like, homoerotic relationship. You don't need to ship him with Wilbur.
I mean,
and besides, there's other characters to do that with.
yeah. But also, like, the other major portion of their relationship we see was written in a fan fiction by Wilbur, so
true.
You can't,
and it's even funny. I don't know. Okay, but I know you're not on Twitter, and I don't know if this is actually true or not. But the funny thing about that is that supposedly, after that question, Quackity tweeted and is like, I don't know what he's talking about, and then deleted the tweet. And I don't know if that was a real tweet or not. But on the one hand, maybe quack for shippers.
I think
you
enough
you
people
have a chance.
Have talked about
you
it.
Have
that
a chance.
Probably a real tweet.
Probably. I don't know.
But I mean, like, it also makes sense with Quackity because he makes all his characters super homoerotic.
True. And if their relationships aren't a little homoerotic and a little gay, yeah, I don't know if is that really a Quackity character? Like,
if it's really Quackity's character, if he's not lusting for another guy,
like, there's a reason that people like to do, like, well, obviously fiancés, and then there's a reason people like TNT duo. There's a reason that some people like to make, what is it, Quackity and, or character Quackity and character Dream a thing. Some people do that, but in like a really toxic, fucked up way, and it's like, okay, that's not healthy, but you know what? I can see where the temptation to do that ship would be. I don't know. I think this is going to be a shipping podcast episode. I think that's what we're going to talk about.
That's what
that
we're
seems
talking
to be the route
about.
We're going down. And you know what? That's fine.
This is coming from someone who does not like shipping.
Yeah, wait, no, we're the worst people to do this, but perhaps also the best people, because I also am not, like, a big, like, shipper person. Like, there's a few, so, I'm on the Aero-ace side of things.
Hi.
And so, like, I do like romance, but I'm not, like, hardcore into shipping.
I feel
and
like
so
casual anime has completely turned me off from romance in anything ever.
That's fair! Anime relationships are garbage. I think I probably wouldn't engage in any shipping if I could, but I don't, a lot of my favorite characters are characters that get shipped a lot.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? What's that? So, there's this TV show that I like called 911, and like my favorite character in it, 90% of like any content is about him and this other dude in the show. And like, I get it. They're a cute relationship. They're like best friends in the show, and they have like some weird tension there. So I totally get it. But I don't have a choice. Or like with Stranger Things, like Steve's my favorite character, so I'm just forced to like read Steve and Billy's ships. I've protested against the whole Eddie and Steve ships because that's really popular right now, but I hate it because I don't think that makes any sense. But you know,
I've watched BNHA for a little bit back when it was super popular when it was coming out, and my favorite character Izuku is always shipped with someone.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
matter.
But at least with him, you've got like the multi-ship thing where like people ship him with a lot of different people. Like there's
no,
the straight
like,
ships with like Uraraka.
Like, but actually,
or there's...
actually they were shipping him with Todoroki, and I'm like, where the fuck did this come from? He gets trauma dumped once, punches him in the face, and now they're a couple?
Listen! Okay, wait, no, this isn't fair. I like that ship, okay?
I will come for you with my
no! Okay,
with
listen, at
logic.
Least it's not the fucking Baku Deku ship, okay?
Okay,
that,
but Baku Deku, I am Nick, you can understand where it comes from because they were childhood friends. Where the fuck did Todoroki come from? Where did
it's
that
because,
come from?
It's because Deku is, like, Todoroki's, like, first actual friend who actually supported him and, like, snapped him
why
out of his, like,
not enough?
Trauma
like,
ways.
Why does everything have to be romantic is my question. Why is, like, having a close friendship, being besties with someone, why is that not enough? Why must people go, like... Why do people think romance is the next step? Why do people think that romance is a higher form of relationship than friendship? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, so on the one hand, I do get it. I agree with you because, like, I'm one of those people who thinks, like, why can't, like
can't
it's
we
a common
be
thing.
Friends?
And I, yeah, like, there's the complaint I see a lot with people being like, well, why can't two straight... Like, why can't two male characters
straight
in a show
or not,
be straight just and just... Or, yeah, be, like, just friends and, like, not be shipped together? Because I think that was, like, a big problem with, like, when the Winter Soldier TV show came out. Mm. Because the guy that plays Sam was like, no, I don't think that Bucky and Sam should be shipped together. Because I think it's important to have representation of two men being good friends. Especially when one of them is a black man. Because black men are obvious, commonly... over-sexualized and over, like, romanticized into being, like, partners. And that's, like, a problem, apparently. I didn't know about that myself, but he expressed that. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, it is important, I think, in TV shows, especially considering, like, for so long, like, things like toxic masculinity was, you know, shoved down the throats of men, that it's important to have TV shows where two men can be friends and have, like, emotional connections
and
with one another
and
express emotions healthily.
I want to say,
so I get it,
that it's important for just two people, regardless of their gender or whatever, or sexual orientation, that they can still be just friends with each other. Because that's what you see in real life, right? Because, like,
yeah.
In shows, you have, when you're introduced to the main female character and then you're introduced to a main male character, it's, there's this underlying assumption that they're going to get together in the end, and I just,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, and I completely understand, because that's the funny thing, right? Because I think, I agree with you, because I think that's a very important thing that we need to see more of in television, where two characters, regardless of their gender or sexual orientation or anything else, are allowed to just be friends without people immediately turning it into, like, oh, well, look at the way that they look at each other and, like, how close they are. Like, they must be dating, or there must be something romantic about their relationship. Because, like, even for me, growing up, that was so common, where it's, like, a male character
yeah.
and a female character on a TV yeah. show together, and both of them are semi-central or, like, main characters. They are, like, 90% guaranteed to have some kind of romantic chemistry. And I know that affects me, where, like, even now, like, I have a hard time, like, going out with, like, my guy friends unless I know that they're in relationships, because I'm like, what if they think that this is a date? Like, I panic over it, because, like, I am very aromantic, and I'm just like, no, 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 no. I have to set very clear boundaries. Like, I will not do this. So, like, but that's, like, obviously, that's not true, right? Because people can be friends and not be dating, and, like, and be opposite genders and be genders that are attracted to one another. Like, they can be friends without automatically dating. But I also, so, like, I totally agree with that. But I also understand where, especially when it comes with same-sex relationships, why so often people are like, oh, they're fucking, or oh, they're dating. Like, there's romantic connection here. Because I get it, because, like,
yeah.
for so long, LGBTQ representation was so understated
yeah.
and underrated and not included, that it's turned into this thing of where people will, and I think another part of it also is that,
I will say,
for
though,
women,
I will
that,
say, though,
well,
yeah, that in AO3, if you go and look at the Izuku tag, you'll notice that more than half of the fics in that tag is going to be M/M.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I was like, it's well, on the one component, you have the whole problem with people fetishizing gay men or male attracted or MLM
yeah.
People. And that's problematic, because you shouldn't do that. And on the other hand, you've got, because there is, like, this fetishization, I can't say that word, but, you know, of that, yeah, of that sort of dynamic. But on the other hand, there's also, like, I don't want to knock down, because especially this accusation gets thrown against women a lot, where it's like, well, you like male-on-male relationships way more than you like other things, so obviously you're fetishizing them. And it's like, see, I do think there are women who do that, and I think there are men who do that as well. However, because, like, you see that a lot with, like, men doing that to same-sex female relationships.
Yeah.
And it's like, see, I don't want to label all people who do that as fetishizing. Oh my god. What? How do you...
Fetishizing.
This is why I went to speech therapy as a child. Jesus Christ. Fetish. Oh, no, I can't do it. Okay, whatever. You know the word. Anyways, those kinds of relationships. Because I think there's, like, a very... It was an interesting thing, because I was reading a tweet or, like, a thread somebody had made talking about this thing. Saying that, like, yeah, no, I'm really into same-sex couples when it comes to shipping. Like, that was her interest. That wasn't the majority of the ships that she likes. And she's like, for me, it's partially because most of the time, male characters are more well-written than a lot of female characters are, and they actually are allowed to be more three-dimensional characters than a lot of female characters are.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, a lot of female characters end up just being, like, side pieces to a male plot line. They're one-note characters. They're only about romance and relationships and shit like that. So it's like, they're not...
They're
easier to relate to male characters.
And they're not
yeah.
a real... Like, they don't feel like a real character.
Yeah. And so they're it's easier for them to relate to the male characters. And so that I kind of understood, because I've always had a problem, or not a problem, but I've always had a thing where, like, whenever it came to a TV show or anything, I almost always, my favorite character was almost always a male character.
Because,
like,
that
has been
true.
Yeah, like, that's just been true my whole life. Like, my favorite, like, my first fandom, I would say, was probably, like, Naruto, and my favorite character was Naruto. I liked the male characters. Majority of the characters I liked in that show were the male characters. I hated the female characters, but to be fair, Naruto just has a bad history of portraying female characters. But that's been true, like, throughout all of the fandoms that I've been in, pretty much. I think there's only, like, one or two, maybe, where my favorite character was a female, and it was Catra from She-Ra, because she's a very well-written character. I don't know who the other one is, but it's an anime. It was, like, a very small anime called Ghost Hunt or whatever, and I liked the main female character from that, because she wasn't all about romance and lovey-doveyness. Like, I like female characters that are more well-written than that, and that doesn't happen a lot, where it's not made about how attractive they are, or, how, you know, male fantasy they are. So, like, yeah. I got that aspect of it, because, I mean, I've personally lived through that myself. But the other thing they said is that, well, the reason that they like the MLM relationships more when it comes to fandom is that a lot of the time, if you... It can avoid stereotypical relationship conventions, because you can have two men in a relationship and they don't, it doesn't have that same sort of thing that's forced onto female ships a lot, where it's like the big strong man and the weak little woman.
Which
because that's
honestly,
that's very common as well.
Yeah,
in,
but it also
in media.
Does still happen with MLM ship.
It does. That's the other problem. It does still happen in MLM ship. And I think, and so, like, I kind of understood that one, and then they also said, but to me, my addition to that is, like, it still happens in MLM ships a lot, and the thing that stands out to me with that is, I wonder if the reason that people who still fall into doing that with the MLM ships,
they don't know anything
like it,
else.
Well, it, that, and then part of it for me also is that in, even if that stays true to, like, an MLM ship, almost always you have both sides being more emotionally available and more, like, expressing their emotions. So even if you have one being, like, the weaker of the two, they're both share, yeah, quote unquote. I actually did air quotes with my fingers, but I just realized that we're just doing this audio, so that wouldn't have picked up for anybody. But, yeah, so air quote. But even if, like, some of my favorite ships, like, I like the Deku and the Todoroki ship, for going back to that. I like that ship because it has Todoroki, who you could deem as the silent, strong type, sharing emotionally. And then you have Deku, who, like, a lot of people, deem as, like, the bottom, or, like, the whatever it is for
please
anime or whatever.
Please don't use that language in this podcast, sweet. I'm
yeah,
proud
yeah, yeah.
of you. I'm
Listen,
having
it's
flashbacks.
That, it's that kind of thing.
I'm traumatized.
Listen, I grew up reading anime. All everyone was just that, and then Yuki and Sebi, so I'm not gonna go
no!
into that too far.
Why would you think those were here?
But so it's like, so even if the characters fall into that sort of, like, stereotypical, like, big strong one and the weak submissive one or whatever, it's, they're still, in the MLM ships, when people usually write about them, they usually present a more balanced level of emotional vulnerability from both of them.
Mm.
So you have, so even if one is, like, caring for the other, you still get that thought process of, like, I care about them, I'm taking care of them, like, I'm so sad, like, I'm so upset for them, and, like, you get this equal amount of emotional vulnerability from both, whereas, like, a lot of the times, if you do that with a male-female ship, it's usually because it plays into the gender stereotypes of, like,
yeah.
the female being the weak one, it ends up just being this big, strong man, and then this sad, weak female. Yeah, and it's misogynistic, so I hate it. So, a lot of the time, and, like, sometimes people, like, flip the script with that, and I think those can be really good. Like, I like that. I don't know. So, I think for me, at least, and I'm not a big shipper, but when I do, like, fall into, like, enjoying a ship, it's because it feels more
balanced.
Equal. It's more balanced, and it doesn't bring back all of those, like, stereotypes and misogynistics and that kind of stuff that I have admittedly preconceived notions about of, like, male-female relationships, because that's how they've been depicted in media for so long and so often.
Yeah.
So it's like, I understand why women, or just people in general, might prefer MLM ships.
Yeah, I guess, like, I think LMF. Another one of my sort of issues with shipping, any shipping in general, is like when they designate who's quote-unquote, I don't want to say this. No.
Who's the submissive or what's the
submissible and breedable? Submissive.
I wasn't gonna say that. I was gonna say what's a good word that isn't just bottom, because that's what usually people use. But
So when I see ships and they put the characters into stereotypical more feminine and more masculine roles.
Yeah.
They always have the feminine one wear a dress.
Wait, really?
Well, have you seen the Bakudeku art where he's just a maid in a dress and he's at home cooking food for Bakugo?
Oh. Being yeah. A girl. Like, I guess that is true. That does exist. I haven't really thought about that.
Because they do it a lot, and I wouldn't mind it so much if they also did it equally to the quote-unquote more masculine half
yeah!
the ship. But they don't
make it equal!
Certain solely for the more feminine part? What?
Yeah,
it's just leading
annoying.
Back into those old cliches and stereotypes and tropes, and that just
see. But that's also
annoying.
Why I'm picky with my see. No, we're of the same mind here. We both don't hate like all shipping, but we do hate all the stereotypical shitty shipping that people will do of making one the stereotypically feminine, one the stereotypical masculine characters. Cause that I hate, and
it.
I don't care what like actual genders they are. I hate that.
I hate it. The
worst.
You know, right
like,
now, my favorite anime right now is Spy X Family. My favorite character is Anya, but I love Lloyd and Yor because they make such a great pair without being in an explicitly romantic relationship. They're pretending to be married, but they're also
they're
like
a power couple without necessarily being a couple.
Yeah, if they were an actual couple, they're just like so good as a couple because like. It's really funny. Yor is insanely strong physically, and she's terrible at most traditional feminine quote-unquote jobs or chores. Like, she can't cook. Her cooking is actually lethal.
That's
but but she's good at cleaning, and she's good at other things, and she's good at, like, she really loves Anya, and she's good at, like, helping Anya and trying to teach her how to do things. And Lloyd, on the other hand, he's good at basically everything. But that's how he's presented as in the anime when he's first introduced. But he's, like, he takes on because he makes up for Yor's weakness in, like, household chores of, like, not being able to cook and stuff. So he takes on that role of being able to go around and make food for the family because Yor can't do it. And I like that because it's a bit of a reversal, right? Because normally, traditionally, quote-unquote, it's the female role that takes on the cooking and all the household chores and all the taking care of the kid. But in this anime, Lloyd also takes up a fair chunk of that responsibility himself. And I like that. It's balanced to me, right? Aside from the whole wacky, insane premise of Spy X Family. This is
right.
Their relationship feels real and genuine and balanced to me, and it feels like something that would actually happen in a real life relationship, aside from the pretending to be married part, which honestly, if there are people out there who pretend to be married for tax benefits, go ahead.
Listen, that's a very common trope, to be fair, actually. Of, like, honestly, we could just have, like, a nice conversation about, like, what the common, like, romance tropes are. Because one of them is definitely, like, the, we're going to pretend to be married or boyfriends or girlfriends or whatever. And then we're going to fall in love with each other. That's such a common trope of, like, all kinds of just people being, like, That's just such a common premise for, like, fan fiction of it's like, I need a date to this wedding to get my parents off my back. I'm gonna have my friend pretend to be my significant other. And then I'm actually gonna accidentally fall in love with them. Whoopsie!
it's
that's such a common.
It is very common, but I think the reason why I like Spy X Family specifically is because there's aspects of that, but it doesn't fall into like it doesn't play it straight, right? It doesn't fall completely into it, because these two are like full grown adults. They've got their own jobs, their lives. They have this marriage for their own benefit mostly. But even despite that, they grow close. Like, they grow really close. The whole family grows close to each other. But it's never, between Lloyd and Yor, it's never an explicitly romantic one.
Yeah.
Also, they get so flustered whenever Anya says, Mom and Dad are... when she says Mom and Dad are flirting.
Yeah, really I've watched, what is it, like, the first episode of that. I need to finish that anime, but I have such a long list of things that I needed. Yeah, no, bringing it back to the romance aspect of the Dream SMP, though, you gotta think, I don't know if there's any ships in the Dream SMP that I can actually get behind. But I will say one thing that's nice about the Dream SMP, though, is that every ship that you can make won't fall, I mean, unless you force them to, doesn't play into those, like, tropes and those stereotypes, because so many of the characters are just, like, you know, actual people.
Yep.
So if you're stereotyping them and saying, well, this one's a typically masculine and this one's a typically feminine one, I'll come for you in the dead of night.
We'll slit your throat.
Something. Okay, I wasn't going to go with the death threat, but I will definitely threaten you.
Because death, I am very extreme.
It's just like, you don't, like, yeah, oh my god, every character on there is an actual, like, living person in a way, and so, like, there's a lot more depth to them, and, like, you can't stereotype them as easily, and even if you can, you can play against stereotypes, too, with a lot of them. Like, a lot of people do, like, DNF is, like, George being the weak one, but if you spend two seconds to George, he's a fucking chaos, like, former Gremlin. Frat bro, basically, who... is, like, got Dream, like, wrapped around his fingers.
Actually.
Like, it's, like, that doesn't play into tropes because they're actual people. And so, like, if you're doing, you know, actual shipping, like, look, if you look at any of, like, the really popular ships for the Dream SMP, it's, like, Dream and George, or Quackbur, I guess, recently, with the characters. I don't know, Sam and Ponk.
The actual, like, canon relationships.
Yeah, it's like none of them really fall into that because all of these characters can stand on their own and none of them are weak people or like made out to be weak people. Like, they're all living, breathing characters. So, like with Quackbur, you just have two bastards going at it in their weird homoerotic rivalry. Or if you've got DNF, you've got.
DNF.
God, I don't even know what the you've fuck to DNF. Call them anymore. You've got DNF. Who is just, all sorts of things.
It's just, DNF is DNF. There's not much we can do about it. Not much we can explain about it.
You can't talk shit about DNF. It's one of the funniest ships. Or you got Sam and Ponk, which is just an abusive relationship, and really, they need to... Ponk, if you haven't broken up with character Sam
I think he has.
God damn.
I think
so, but on the other hand, he keeps, like, going back and forth on whether he forgives it or not, and I'm just like, Ponk, please. This man literally had a dude in his house, like, in a cell for, I don't know, a year.
He took your arm off!
Yeah! It's fucked up! Oh my god. That's the other thing, though. All the ships on there are, like, at least mildly toxic and unhealthy. None of those ships are happy ships. Like, at best,
Carl
you might have been able to do, like, a character... Even that's got problems now. Like, you could have done, like, a character...
Was still kind of not good, because considering what Fakadi made Carl do, but...
Right! Yeah, what the fuck? all of these relationships, man. Oh, god. The Dream SMP and shipping. It's got... It's such a interesting time. I don't even know what, like, the really popular ships in that fandom are other than DNF.
I mean...
I guess the fiancé is probably,
But on, like, on this side of Dribbler, Dreamer is pretty popular. So is Druns. Anyone with Druns. Dreams. There's even people who like to ship Sam with Druns.
I know a few people who do that in the most, like, but it's always, like, a very healthy, or, like, unhealthy, toxic relationship. It's
awful. What do you expect from the warden and his prisoner, man?
Yeah, you make a good point. Oh.
But I have to get going now, so...
Yeah.
Dream SMB, shipping...
Yeah.
I'm pretty okay with all of their ships, considering.
Yeah, I don't hate ships, any of them.
Considering
the
way they're like presented and how they interact with each other, it's really cool and interesting.
Yeah, it just works, you know.
Yeah, it works.
But yeah.
I will have
to. That's fine. We're gonna do a question of the week really fast. And I think based off of what we discussed here,
who's your favorite ship?
How do you all? Who? Yeah, what's your favorite ship if you have one, or how do you feel about shipping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We didn't. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Short episode. Bye.
56th episode of Malahi, and we hope you enjoyed it. If there's any topic you'd like to hear us discuss, feel free to leave a comment or find us on Twitter at Malahi Podcast. You can also ask us questions or just get updates about new episodes. We also have a Discord server that you can find a link to in the description. See you next time!